dozens of people, mostly civilians. Afghan military authorities said an attacker detonated an explosives-packed vehicle at the front gate before gunmen got into an empty hospital adjacent to the Bagram airfield. The U.S.-led NATO mission said there were no coalition casualties. The facility, being built to serve local Afghans, was badly damaged. No one has yet taken responsibility for the attack. New Zealand officials say the killer volcano on White Island is showing more threatening signs, and that is delaying the recovery of bodies. And 2 days after a fatal eruption, the death toll remains uncertain. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The volcano has vented more steam and mud, prompting authorities to delay plans to retrieve the bodies of victims from a deadly eruption 2 days ago. The GeoNet Seismic Monitoring Agency says tremors on White Island have been intensifying to a level not seen since an eruption in 2016. Meanwhile, Australia is sending a military plane to bring some of the Australians injured in the eruption back to Australia for specialist medical care. Authorities are expecting to transport 10 injured patients to New South Wales and Victoria states beginning Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It is the eve of voting in Britain, and the final poll of the campaign shows a loss of some support for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, though it is still favored to win a parliamentary majority. Johnson is warning UK voters that a divided parliament would endanger his plan to pull the country out of the European Union. Brexit is now scheduled for January 31st. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn is campaigning in Scotland today, where he said people need an end to austerity, and he claimed that a Labour government would offer what he called real hope. More news online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. He will become the fourth U.S. president to be impeached. Donald Trump faces charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the House moves toward voting to remove him from office, President Trump continues shrugging off their bid. The president rallied supporters in Pennsylvania hours after House Democrats formally charged him with high crimes and misdemeanors.
These two flimsy, pathetic, ridiculous articles of impeachment.
He says a predecessor may have backed down.
Under a table, thumb in the mouth, saying, take me home, mommy, this is too tough for me.
Not him. He cast Democrats as trying to nullify the last election in a move to win the next one.
It's not going
to
happen. Don't worry about it.
The House Judiciary Committee plans to begin debating the articles late today, with a full House vote expected next week and a likely Senate trial next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new trade agreement. It replaces NAFTA. Impeachment actions notwithstanding, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi endorsed the pact on Tuesday, declaring it a major improvement over the original North American Free Trade Agreement. But it also offers President Trump a re-election campaign talking point. He had long insisted that NAFTA was a bad deal for the U.S. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. trade representative.
Is the best trade agreement in history. I think it's going to do the most for manufacturing in this region. It's going to do the most for farmers in this region. Its digital trade and e-commerce provisions are the gold standard.
Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi is at the International Court of Justice in The Hague to defend her country against charges of genocide against its Rohingya Muslim community. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
There were protests in Myanmar against the court hearing. But in refugee camps in neighboring Bangladesh, Rohingya Muslims held prayers as the case got underway.
Aung San Suu Kyi knew about genocide, but she did not ask it to stop, so we want justice.
Myanmar's military is accused of waging a campaign of mass killings, torture and rape in 2017, which drove 750,000 Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
In one admission at The Hague, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi said Myanmar's military may have used disproportionate force against the Rohingya. The Pentagon has suspended non-classroom training for all Saudi Arabian students in U.S. military programs. This in response to the deadly shooting by a Saudi national at a naval air station in Florida last week. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.